Welcome to Technotober.
I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. We're
What's
on.
What's up?
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Oh, excellent. We're on. This is Technotober. Final day of Technotober.
Happy Technoween. That's what they're calling it this
happy
year.
Happy Technoween.
They decided Halloween is a little repetitive.
Yeah. Regular listeners might be shocked to hear
Who could that be?
Another voice in the studio. You want to introduce yourself to the rituals and incantations?
My name is Jack. I'm a big fan of rituals and incantations, I am the grand host of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on Mondays at 10, and I love techno.
Yes, if you like what you hear today, go check out the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review
at
10 a.m. on Mondays. I unfortunately can never catch it because that's like my peak class time. But yeah, okay, Technotober. That was Kenny Larkin. Cute.
Great song.
Cute name.
Yeah. I mean, who can do it like Kenny Larkin?
Really Not special. Many. It's also like kind of surprisingly recent.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like things that like people are trying to make now.
Is right,
what I
right,
think
right.
When I hear that Azimuth album.
When was that release? Was it like 2012 or something?
No, I think it's a 90s release.
Was it? Okay, you know, you might be right. But yeah, everyone wants to be... I actually don't remember. Hold on.
Kenny Larkin.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah,
Independent fact checkers are reviewing.
1994.
Okay.
So good, though.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, so
there's
good.
Like anyone signed to Warp Records right now would like kill their firstborn to make an album that sounds like that today.
I don't know. Warp Records is kind of like...
They're not on the techno wave
well,
these days.
They're kind of not on the techno. They're kind of nothing.
Yeah, they're a little nothing. I'm a little over them. Sorry, Warp.
Yeah, sorry, Warp. You fell off. They're doing that I saw they posted something on Instagram about like a collab between Danny Brown and Underscores.
Yeah,
which is like whatever happened to like
whatever happened to Atrocity Exhibition?
Dude,
Triple X. Danny Brown used to be respectable. Sorry, I don't have anything against Underscores. I just miss when Danny Brown like rapped about like. Doing things that we can't talk about on air in really like obscene similes and metaphors.
Yeah. In obscene similes and metaphors.
Well, he had a talent.
This is true.
2012 Danny Brown was amazing. My recent exposure to Warp Records is that they were holding out like money for Ollie XL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for his album, which is why it got delayed 100 million years.
Not chill.
Ollie XL is kind of who I think of when I think of people today who would, like, kill to make an album like Azimuth.
He's doing, like, different stuff, though. His stuff is so liquid. He's
it
so
is super
liquid.
Liquid. He's very liquid.
He's so liquid, and this is more, like...
So continental.
This is...
I don't know.
I haven't been tapped into Ollie XL in a minute.
New project's all right. Not as good as the old one, but the old one was, like... Like that was like that those, project was like in
those,
my
that was deeply special.
Like,
yeah, totally. I don't know. I feel like Kenny Larkin is less liquid and more like airy, I guess.
Yeah. She's got the claps. You know?
The claps are incredible. And that like that nice synth. Should we like just play the music now?
Let's just play the music.
Actually, you know what? What if we went straight to Ride?
Let's do it.
Oh man, we can't.
To friend Guy Darius.
Yeah, friend.
Friend Guy Darius.
Friend. Yeah, Friend Guy Darius. You'll see it on the...
Spinatron.
On the Spinatron.
But we can't say his name on air.
If you're listening on the website. We can't say it on air, but this is... The abbreviation is BAD, and I tell you what, it's a female dog and a donkey.
Yeah.
Female dog, donkey, Darius.
Darius, yeah. From Database Records, which is DJ Godfather's label. Did a lot of cool stuff in the realm of, like, 2000s Detroit techno stuff.
Yeah, and then after that, I think we should just go straight into In Your Face by Detroit and Effect. And then maybe even The Resistance by Scan 7 as well.
I think we should do that.
Yeah, let's just do all three of them in a row. All
let's
right.
just do that.
Yeah, okay, buckle in.
Let's get into it.
Here comes the tunes.
If you can hear this, you are a part of the resistance. The resistance. We are
here for a PSA. This one is about trick-or-treater safety. Trick-or-treater safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and trick-or-treaters need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for trick-or-treaters. It's the law to stop trick-or-treaters when they're crossing, at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're trick-or-treating, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks. And obey all traffic signals. Candy-eating message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you, Jack. Now, that was... There were three tracks there. That was Ride by a friend, Darius. By a friend, dude, Darius, who we can't say. You can find it on the website if you're interested.
Yeah, Database Records.
Yeah, Database Records. The EP is Get It Right. Is it an EP? Yeah, it's EP. And then it was In Your Face. Lovely track. Detroit in Effect.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
Yeah. And then The Resistance by Scan 7, which is...
amazing.
Tresser.
Trezor.
Detroit, but on Trezor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Berlin and Detroit can be friends, I think.
I think so.
Okay, next up we have Africa High Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Which
song are we doing?
Do you want to fight?
Do you want to fight? No, I don't.
Do you want to trick or treat? Do you want candy?
Yes.
Do you want a trick? No, I'm looking for a treat. And then we've got, we're going back to Detroit with, Translusion and Robert
Hood.
So, we could just like play them together, I suppose.
Why not?
Why the heck not? We can
see
do whatever
what
we want. Yeah. So Do You Want to Fight's like a weird track, but then it'll get like more like normal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Anything you want to say before we jump into it, Jack?
Nope.
Okay, yay. Music.
We can't find their horse up.
That was Translusion. We love Translusion.
Oh yeah.
James Stinson.
Yeah.
From Drexia. Drexia. Yes.
Legendary producer. Part of a legendary duo.
You know,
Jack, also known as many other things.
Also known as many other things.
Yeah.
Which you'll be soon to see as we have some more later.
Definitely.
Now, Jack, I think the studio might be a little haunted.
I've been feeling some really weird energies in the station today. What's going on?
It kind of, like, I don't know, it feels like maybe the, like, you know, the spookiness of this mysterious holiday has infected the WMFO studio.
Yeah, it's so eerie in here.
Really eerie.
Super eerie.
I like, you know, all the hairs are on the back of my neck.
Oh, they're raised.
All standing up.
I just noticed I'm covered in goosebumps. Jeez. I hope
everything's like, you know, everything is not picking it up on the radio, because, you know, ghosts and radios.
Yeah, not good.
But, you know, there's no evidence.
Surely that would
I'm just getting like a weird feeling.
It's probably not good.
Probably not.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Let's just do the rest of our show and ignore it.
Yeah, let's do that. What do we have up next?
Right now, it's Robert Hood, Home, Internal Empire, Detroit. If you don't know Robert Hood, you need to know
what
Robert
are you
Hood.
Even doing?
What are you doing? You need to know Robert Hood. Like, it's playing underneath. I don't know how well you can hear it. Maybe not well at all, but maybe well.
Yeah.
And then we have Let Me Be Me.
Yes.
Other, you want to talk about
The Other People Place.
The Other People Place.
Another alias of Mr. James Stinson, the great producer, member of Drexia, and also known as Translusion, among many other things. He did one album, is The Other People Place, and like one single, called Lifestyles of the Laptop Cafe. Really excellent record.
Yeah, so that's coming on after this.
Oh yeah.
Stay tuned.
wanna be.
Was in fact
Let Me Be Me.
That was let me be me. Why don't you let me be me for a minute?
Why don't you?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Great song, right?
Awesome.
Now that everyone agrees.
Now that we've all listened to it together.
Yeah. We all agree that the Other People Place is the best.
Is the best.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might prefer Translusion, but I'm just like, I'm too minimal for this world.
Yeah, I get that. I like chill vibes personally. Yeah. I love chill vibes.
I heart evil, cold techno.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm getting a chill down my spine.
Oh, me too. I don't know what just happened. What came over us right there?
Yeah, it was a little spooky.
There's energies in this here radio station.
Indeed. Should we do another more tracks?
Let's do more tracks.
Tell us about this track, Jack.
This track is called Year 2001 by Cyborg Unknown. I don't really know what's going on with it, but it has 2,900 views on YouTube.
And it's from Germany, and it's German.
It's from Germany.
Not Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Not Detroit. It's Germany.
But it sounds Detroit-like.
Yes. You can tell by the name. It's very, like,
German?
Model 500.
Oh, very much so. It's quite, on the... On
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah. It's
on
very,
the coattails.
On, yeah, on that
projects.
Wave. So let's put that on.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to turn up this volume on this.
Yeah, why don't we? Yeah. Shall I play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just play it.
All right. This is Year 2001 by Cyborg Unknown.
Just as quickly as it came, Technotober comes to an end.
Oh, yeah. But out with a bang it goes.
Out with a bang. What a track.
What a track.
What a
we
track.
We were having a grand old time listening to that.
It's kind of highlight of the show. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure.
I appreciate that. Great show.
Yes.
We made the world a better place by playing beautiful music on the radio today.
We made the world a better place. I'm May.
And I'm Jack.
Then you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put on some Kevin Saunderson just to lead us out. It's big fun.
Why not?
Big fun by Kevin Saunderson.
And have a great Halloween.
Have a spooky Halloween.
Ooh.
All right, I'll catch you around. Catch you in November.